Capture or Kill by Tom Marcus, read by Jason Langley. This book is dedicated to my wife. Without you, I would have been lost a long time ago. Semper Vigilat. Prologue. Standing in the doorway of my flat, I take one last look. It's clean and orderly, the home of a righteous man. And yet, beneath the surface, I know it could be defiled. There may be bugs hidden somewhere, spies listening to my every word. Well, if so, they will have heard many prayers, but not our plans. I put my phone on the shelf by the door before walking out onto the landing. With your phone, they can track you wherever you go, and of course they can record what you say, which is why Mohammed and I never communicate electronically. If we need to meet, we fix the place the night before, during last prayers at the mosque. Only the two of us know the plan. We never meet in the same place twice, and never inside a building or an open space like a park. Following these rules keeps us alive, and lets us hope we may, in the future, live in a different world from this corrupted one. I walk down the stairwell and leave my block of flats, walking calmly but purposefully, watching for anyone who looks out of place or who is paying too much attention to me. I see no spies, but I have to be sure. Before crossing the street, I wait at the traffic lights, looking both ways. The light changes to green, but I don't cross yet. Instead, I wait for cars or people to react to me, stopping suddenly or changing direction. Still, no sign of anyone. Moving on to the other side of the road lets me look up and down the street, checking for anyone hiding in their cars. There's a phone shop on the corner and I check that the owner is alone before entering. He nods to me as I walk past the counter and out of the side door into a narrow alley, which leads to the back of the houses behind. If anyone follows me down here, I will know they are spies. The alley is dark. I put my hood up and look back onto the street. In the darkness, I am like a ghost. No one can see me. But the end of the alley is lit up like a TV. Anyone looking down here to try and see me would stand out. Still clean. I turn and walk to the other end of the alley, away from the lights of the main road, until I reach the bottom of a grimy stairwell. I can see the silhouette of Mo's bulky frame ambling towards the same prearranged spot from the opposite direction. I greet him. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Mo replies as we keep our voices to a whisper.
No one could be listening to us here, but there's a reason neither of us has ever been arrested or even spoken to by the police. We are always careful, always following the rules we have made for ourselves.
Mo, the two brothers I told you about yesterday. I believe they are ready. It is time. And we trust them. We must assume they are being followed.
I gave instructions to them at first prayers this morning how to disappear. They've been trained well.
And you are sure they are capable of executing the plan?
I'm controlling what they do at each stage. Only we know the full plan. But they will do their part. Then we can move to the caliphate.
Then proceed, brother.
I embrace Mohammed quickly before we go our separate ways. Our meeting has lasted less than a minute. Now I need to get to work, to fulfill my part in society, hiding in plain sight. It's only a 2-minute walk from here, but I don't take the fastest route. Instead, I start off in the opposite direction, turning back on myself to make sure I am still not being followed. Finally, I see my place of work, shining brightly, a picture of Western opulence. Walking through the entrance, I'm met with the familiar face of the receptionist. The way she flaunts herself is degrading. The usual garish red lipstick as familiar as her greeting.
Dr. Khan, how are you?
I don't show my disgust.
I'm very well, thank you. I hope you're ready for the night shift. We're short-staffed again.
I'm always ready, I reply, waving a hand as I walk past her. I smile to myself. She has no idea how ready I am.
Chapter 1. Stumbling, a junkie badly in need of a fix. It's raining and my filthy jeans and ripped parka are already soaked through. Rainwater squeezes in through the holes in my trainers and I start coughing. A nasty rattling that makes me sound as if I'm properly sick. Through half-closed eyes I can see the abandoned building. But I don't head straight for it. Instead, I lurch into a corner of the disused park opposite and collapse under a tree that gives at least some protection from the downpour.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?